I don't know what, it's just old, wrecked old, black tin or something.
Oh, it's black.
Not, what is it?
It's a pot metal, I told you.
Well, I don't know, when it gets real dirty, I...
Is it like iron?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like iron, but it's thin.
Thin iron?
Tin.
Tin. You want me to show it to you?
I wouldn't know if you showed me.
I can't think of the name.
That's that old pot stuff.
Would you ever call a frying pan, a skillet, I mean, would a frying pan ever be made out of iron?
I guess so, because I call that frying pan half the time, I called it my skillet.
So it's either way.
But my skillet, the skillet's what I cook bread in, most of that's that heavy on, you know.
Why you show that to?
It's got the cornbread in it.
Sorry, not allowed.
You want a piece of cake or some more coffee?
Thank you very much, but I better stick with my diet.
Well, okay.
You were talking about your pot in there now. Was there something that you used on the stove in the old days to boil water in?
Yeah, it was a pot. No, that was a kettle. It was a big old iron kettle. There's one sitting out there somewhere, I don't know where.
Now, was it, did it have a spout on it?
Yeah, it had a spout, and it had a little thing you could move back and around this way, you could open up that spout or not. I think they did. Had a little thing right on the end of the spout.
Some did.
Some did.
About how big was it? How tall was it?
It hold about a gallon of water.
Did it look like the tea kettles they
have
now?
Yeah, made like the tea kettles, yeah.
Was it bigger?
Uh-huh, and it was this cast iron. That's what them skillets is. Cast iron.
What about a big black something that they cooked in that had a large opening at the top? Was that a pot?
Yeah.
Was that a kettle?
Yeah, that's a pot.
That's a pot.
Yeah.
Okay, and the kettle looked different.
Yeah, but my pot I got now is not but about this deep. And the one I used to when I had children, it was a great big old pot. Great big old round pot. You know, I don't know what I've done with it. Give it to Jeanette, she got out there in the kitchen.
Oh. If you cut flowers and you bring them in the house, you put them in a
vase.
When you sit down to eat, you have a plate in front of you, and you also have some things.
Knives and forks and spoons. I didn't have a spoon in my plate before to use.
All right.
I ate with spoons.
All right, and one of these things you cut with is a...
Butcher knife.
All right. How big is a butcher knife? Oh, okay.
You can saw with that in the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, their butcher knife runs all the way from this long, I'd say 3 or 4 inches.
She's got a homemade one in there.
About this long.
They call them butcher knives. Why? Because they used to use them.
Yeah, the butcher. I reckon. That's all I know.
All right. Let's see. After dinner, we clear the table and
wash the dishes.
A woman washes dishes and then she
scalds them and dries them.
She
rinses them and dries them.
The cloth that you use when you're washing dishes is your
dish cloth, drying cloth, or what you want to call it.
Did you ever say dish rag?
Yeah. No, my dish rag is what I use in the water. To wash the dishes is a dish rag, and I got a drawer full of drying rag dish towels that you dry with.
I see. Well, if you suppose you were washing your face, what'd you call that piece of cloth that you put the soap on or rub on your face?
Washcloth, I reckon.
You ever say wash rag?
Wash rag? Yeah. No, I say washcloth because I said I got to get me 2 or 3 new washcloths before your sister comes.
They're always wash rags.
Yeah, wash rags. his mother was so curious. Of course, she's been dead nearly 35 years, but her children would give her things, and they'd give her, you know, a nice washcloth, which was rare to have them then. You know, she had them when she died, and we found them in her trunk. She'd take an old sleeve off of something and use it for washing
clothes. My mother would put things away and never use them.
Grandma had some big, pretty sheets, and you think we put one on her bed. And that night, we were sitting up with her. She didn't know nothing much then, and she didn't know anybody was sitting up. We didn't have no light, you know, the moon shining. She got up, she pulled her, we had a nice gown on, and she pulled that off. She put on another one that was sort of raggedy. She folded this sheet up, and she laid it over here, and she went and got her two. The sheets was made from 36-inch material, domestic, which of course is done bleached out. And wouldn't cover the bed all over good. You couldn't tuck it around.